All right. Well, where my daughter lives, Ron, I used to live in that house along with my wife, and at one time we did some really heavy-duty floor work in there. Upstairs is all yellow pine. Downstairs is hardwood maple, and we refinished all of that, revarnished, etc., and some of that was easier to do than others. In the kitchen, we took off a number of layers of linoleum to start with, and then tile, etc., and that left some really, really gnarly glue that had to come off before it could be sanded. But those are all real fun projects. We would, it was two separate deals. We rented the big sander, two of the, well, the big sander and its little big friend. And gee, those things work good and they don't take real long. I'd be lying if it said it didn't make a little bit of dust and mess, even though it does have bags and is relatively well, contained. Yeah, well, you get a little anyway. And that house is, boy, 100 and some years old. It was built in 1920. And the portion of the trim that it did not have that somebody took off, I replaced. I either manufactured or replaced myself with the same kind of wood that it had been there. So people make new because they don't like the old, and people come along like me that don't like the new. I'm gonna go back to the older stuff that has a lot more craftsmanship in it. And currently, the weather by me is half, it's bright, it's half overcast, and 65. And like I say, we've been having a lot of wind lately. It feels pretty cool. KA9SXH.
KAD.
Well, that's the way it was here yesterday. A lot of wind blowing around, and it was really cool. It was only about 60 degrees, so it wasn't very pleasant out. We were inside, like I said, working on the house most of the day. And my kitchen was just like yours. It had a number of layers of vinyl and subfloors and subfloors and another layer of vinyl and whatever else. And it was a mess, so one of the first projects when we moved in, I removed everything right down to the subfloor and laid all new oak flooring throughout the dining room and the kitchen. So that's all hardwood. The rest of the house and the main part of the house is hardwood. The addition that was put on the family, on the back of the house, the family room, I redid that flooring in there about 5-6 years ago. Took everything out, put in new subfloor, and then put in one of the floors like what you were talking in the long strips that interlock together. And since that gets a lot of use, it's easy to clean up with just, you know, wet mop or something like that, a rag type thing. It cleans up very easily. So that's what we've got in there. All right, I'm at the store at the moment. I'm going to jump out of here. I'll give you a call when I get back out, see if you're still there. But I'm running out of daylight here. It's already 2:45, and I got about 5 or 6 hours worth of work yet to do before my day ends. And we have our net tonight on the repeater. We've got our Sunday night net on the Saginaw repeater for the Tri-City Rag Chew net. That's at 7 o'clock tonight. So we normally get about a half a dozen or 10, 12 people for that one that pop on, depending on it. So we'll let you go for now, Terry. Good to hear from you. Haven't heard from you in a while. Case 8YVF, back over to you quick.